Blog Talk Radio.
By Babyface. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva, here for Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. And this evening, we're talking about books, novels, fiction, and nonfiction books. I have with me this evening Asia, the writer, and Roy Glenn, which we will talk to Mr. Glenn later during the show. Hello, Asia. Are you with me?
I am. Hi, Brenda. How are you?
All right. Now, your book, which I'm quite sure all the listeners are seeing the photo slide of all of your books that you and Glenn are sitting with, there are a lot of questions about your books, which are soulful interactions between your characters. An intense passion between couples. Can you give us a brief beginning on how you got started in writing?
I got started in writing in the first grade. I recall writing my first story and it being published in a children's book, and that was the beginning, and I just never stopped.
So can you give our listeners out there the name of that book? Would it still be out?
My mother would have that book somewhere, and no, I cannot tell you what the name of the book was, nor can I tell you the story. I just remember that being my very first story that I wrote.
Okay. And you were raised as an only child in your family, correct?
Correct.
You used your imagination to create stories. How do you come up with your characters?
My characters come from me. They come from inside of me. It may be something that I've seen or people that I've had interactions with, but eventually a voice will come to me, and I will also see individuals moving around, and those are just the characters just speaking to me, and that's where my stories come from.
Wow. You're so surreal, and you have such detail. Let's talk about your recent projects that you got coming up.
So I just completed the first draft to a project that I'm working on with Angelia Vernon Minchin, and that project will be titled Love Stages and be out for release at the beginning of next year. I am in the middle of another project that readers are anticipating, Love's Required, which is the third book in my Love and Passion series. And then I have another project that I'm not really talking about, but the title of which is Love is in the Air.
Wow.
I have about three things going on right now.
Oh, so you're a very busy lady.
Yeah.
The name of that book, it's on Kindle. I Am.
I Am
Is that
Yours.
The name of it? Yeah, I'm Yours. Can you tell us more about that book? Since it's very popular in demand.
Well, I Am Yours is a story really about fear and trust and love. Amara Harper is a woman who has carefully planned out her life and has everything really together, with exception to one thing which she has failed at, and that is love. She has a man, Noah Farrington, who has loved her since the beginning. And due to her fears and some things from her past, which you discover when reading the book, she's held back from allowing him to really love her. But in I Am Yours, you will find that Amara will overcome those fears so that she can live the life of love that is hers. So, one of my favorite stories.
So I hear a lot of people are talking about that book. It's their favorite book. What makes you think a lot of people love that book, you think?
I find that readers either love or hate Amara, and that is because she's made some choices that makes her indecisive to many. I believe that women love her for how passionate she is and how successful she is in life, but they have problems with the fact that she runs away from a good man, and that's just pretty unacceptable. But I also find that we as readers tend to have trouble when we find characteristics in ourselves that we really don't want to deal with. So I think Amara represents women in general, and that is sometimes hard to swallow.
Yeah. So this thing about what Maya Angelou says, I've been often accused of writing complicated women, women who don't what is it? I can't
well,
even read
I know
my
that...
Women who don't react in a way that would. Can you explain in your own words how Maya Angelou, what she goes through when she writes about certain women?
Well, I think it was really just a quote by Maya Angelou that started the blog post that I shared on AjaTheWriter.com last week and it was really just about writing in general. But I know that the characters that I write, the women that I write, because I always focus on women in my writing, are complicated. And I, I tend to stay away from complicated as much as that we are complex. We have layers to us. We're not exactly what you see. We go much deeper than that. And my characters will allow you to see those layers. I work on uncovering those layers in my story while also giving you a very hot, intensely sexual and sensual experience also. So you do get the sensual woman along with her complexities.
Right. How do you come up with these things?
I just like to write about life, really. I try not to overcomplicate the situation because the people themselves are complicated enough. But if I write about the story that I know, then it's authentic because it's coming from me, it's coming from the characters inside of me. And I feel that my readers connect to just that, that it's an authentic, genuine love story. And they often wonder if it was me that I'm writing about. So
I would like to ask you, do you have any book signing events coming up?
So this is that time of year that I'm contemplating what I'm doing in the following year. So I haven't actually decided where I'm going to be. But if you connect with me on social media, you'll definitely be, you know, in the know when I make that decision about where I'm going in 2017.
Right. Do I have anyone calling on the show that wants to talk to my guest? You can go ahead and speak. Hello? Okay. Also, I would like for you to give all our listeners out there where we can purchase your books. And
you
your,
can purchase my books.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You can find me on AjaTheWriter.com and also on social media. By looking up Aja the Writer, and it's Aja, A-J-A, the Writer. You can purchase my book anywhere. And if they don't have it on the shelf, just ask them to order it for you, and they'll definitely get it in for you.
Okay. And we're going to take a short minute, and then I will introduce the next guest coming along. Mr. Roy Glenn, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. That was the Jazz Messengers, and I'd like to introduce you my next guest, along with Asia. His name is Mr. Roy Glenn. Hello, Mr. Glenn. Are you still with me?
Yes, I am, Brenda. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me.
All right. What makes you, so you're a jazz lover, hey?
Yes, I am. I love jazz.
All right, all right. So can you give me brief information about you yourself and how you began on your passion in writing?
My passion for writing didn't really come to me until later in life. I've always been an imaginative child, so I would always make up stories, but I would never write anything down. I have two older sisters, and my father really wouldn't let me play with the girls, so I spent a lot of time by myself, so that it gave me an opportunity for my imagination just to run wild. If you talk to my mother, she used to tell me that people would marvel at the fact that I would just sit there and hold this conversation with myself, playing by myself. So I've always been able to make things up. So that's where the storytelling comes from. I didn't write my first book until I was in my 30s, and the story just came to me. And it began to play like a movie in my mind. And I had never written a screenplay before, but I had read a book once. So I decided to write a book, and that's what gave birth to Is It a Crime, my first book.
Okay.
And I self-published that in 1999.
Okay. All right. All right. So how do you come up with your characters and your themes?
Stories just come to me. Stories and situations come to me. So I see the story first. Like I said, the story just plays in like a movie in my mind, and then the characters just begin to speak to me as I go along. So that's my process. I am more of a story-driven writer, where Aja is more of a character-driven writer. And I think that is the thing that allows us to merge as writers, is that we come at it from different perspectives, but we write seamlessly. I like to tell people that we are two halves of the same literary mind.
And Asia, how did you and Roy come together? How did y'all happen to just bump into each other?
Well, actually, what's funny is that I interviewed him for...
You should start at the beginning.
Well, how far in the beginning? Actually, so I met him at a Slam Jam, which is a conference, but I was pregnant and very, very shy. It was my first conference, and I'm a pretty shy person. So I remember Roy leading a discussion about men writing sex scenes. So that's actually where I met Roy, but we didn't speak. And then a couple of years later, I was an admin for a group called the WRSRG, which is like a writer's group, and we would interview people in the industry, and Roy was one of the people that I interviewed, and it was in our discussion where he learned I was an aspiring writer and had trouble learning or writing dialogue. And him being such a stand-up guy, he said, "I'll help you." And so that really kind of began him being my mentor. And I think that though he was my mentor, us working together really just gave us an opportunity to write a story. And we wrote a story together. So that's really our story. I think so.
Wow. Wow. So can you tell me the book y'all had collaborated on together? The name of the book, please.
Sure.
The name of the book is Unexpected. Go ahead.
Right. Well, no, you go ahead. If you want to go.
Roy Glenn. Okay.
I'll start with Unexpected, because we actually have two books out together and probably many more. But Unexpected is a story where I actually saw the female character very clearly, and I began it as a short story, but I couldn't figure out who the male character was. I didn't know anything about him. And when I talked to Roy about this story, he said, I'll write him. And that's how we got to the point where we were writing a book together. It was really just that simple. So that was the start.
So, Roy, can you give us just a little bit of tease about this man in the book Unexpected? Tell our listeners, what are we getting into when we read this book, please?
Roman is an accountant who is a free-spirited man. He is very self-assured, very self-confident, and he meets Maya at a mixer that his sister forced him to come to. And he's sitting there bored. No. Only thing good about it is the music. He's not really interested in anybody at the mixer until he sees Maya. And he just makes his way over there and begins to talk to her. And she's shy, and he brings her out. And that's where their story begins, with him bringing her out and really challenges her to live life to the fullest.
And so that's the start of Maya and Roman's story. But it has continued in Be With Me, which is our second novel together, and it was released in August. So Be With Me is the second release in that series.
Okay, this
and
is a,
that takes
a
place
series.
two and a half years later, and they're into a relationship 2.5 years later. They have worked through the issues that they've come across in I Am Yours, excuse me, in Unexpected.
Yeah,
and now they're together, and he is head over heels in love with her at that point, and she loves him, but something happens along the way.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. We don't want to tell too much. So while you and Asia are still on air, can you give us information on where to purchase the book? And where's both of y'all fan page information, like your Facebook and Twitter, for our listeners to follow? Go ahead. One at a time.
Ladies first.
So, well, thank you. So you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, as Aja the Writer. And also find me on my website, ajathewriter.com. And all books are sold everywhere, so you can look at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, iTunes, just about anywhere you shop for books, you can find us.
You can find me on Facebook. My fan page is Roy Glenn, and you can find me there. Like I just said, our books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, and in stores.
And Roy Glenn, you have a long list of books that you've been writing. I've done a lot of research on you, and I've seen you done some, you had done a list of signing on books, and your books can be found as well, right?
Yes,
on
they
Amazon.
Can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All 45 of them.
45. That's the number I'm trying to figure out. How many books? So how many books have you been putting out for how many years now?
I've self-published my first book in 1999. I had sent out a number of query letters. No one was buying. So I decided to do it myself. So I published my first book, Is It a Crime, and my second book, Private Deceptions, and then I met a publisher who published me, and there began my mainstream publishing career. Eventually, I went back to being self-published. I write a series of books that are called the Mike Black Saga, and there are 31 books and 31 books in that series, so it's kind of lengthy.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to binge read, there's a binge reading project for you. I also write a series, a lawyer called Marcus Douglas, and there are three books in that series. And I also have four other romances.
All right. And Aja?
It's Only Love.
Go ahead. Finish what you were saying, Mr. Van.
It's Only Love with You, The Circle Remains Unbroken, and my latest romance is called Give Me All. And that was inspired by a song called by Chaka Khan called Give Me All.
Interesting. And Aja, you still with
me?
How long have you been writing? How many years is all that put together in all your books?
Well, I've been published since 2014, but I feel like I've been writing my entire life. But since 2014, I've been a published author.
Okay. So since we're coming around to the end of the session, I don't want to keep you, Aja. My name is Brenda Moss, and I will keep the show still going by playing some R&B love songs and some jazz. Y'all can sit back and still listen if you like. Listeners out there, fans and family, you can call on the show to holler at me. I'll still be playing some love songs to put everyone in the mood. You know, this is fall. This season is to fall in love and have a good book in front of the fireplace. So, Aja, I would like to ask you, what are your inspiring words you want to give to those out there that are struggling today or who want to climb the ladder where you at? Go ahead.
I would tell anyone that is struggling to figure out what they want to do in life is to just listen to the voice inside of you. That's the spirit inside of you, and to follow it to make your dreams a reality. And for those that are aspiring writers and, you know, they're worried about whether or not they can make a career of it, I would say just keep on writing and make your dreams a reality. You can do it. I've done it.
Right. Thank you for that. And you, Roy?
Write every day. Writers write every day. It's the only way to continue to get good at what you do is to work at it. Like basketball players go to practice every day, writers write every day.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, too, for coming on my show. I will be reading one of your books, both of y'all books, so I can catch up on some reading, and I really appreciate it. If you have any future projects that's coming up, feel free to get into contact with me, and you're always welcome to come on the show. And I really appreciate it, Aja.
Can I plug one now?
Go ahead,
It won't take but a second. Hostile Takeover, the throwback book in the Mike Slack Black Saga, premieres December the 1st.
All right. December the 1st. All right.
December the 1st, Hostile Takeover.
Hostile Takeover. Got it. Thank you. You have any last words, Aja?
No, it was just a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for asking me on your show.
Thank you so much for inviting us. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. And take note of the link. It will be presented on other websites like WordPress, Twitter and Tumblr and all those sites, and it will be forever in my hand. And I appreciate y'all coming along and hope that I'll be able to talk to you guys again. And thank you. And I love your book, Aja. And Glenn, I love your writing.
Yeah.
I love your imagination. And I thank y'all. And y'all have a blessed evening.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. That was Anytime, Any Place by Tom Scott. Feel free to call the guest line at 657-383-0771. My name is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I am setting the mood. Stay tuned.
Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was. You know, I think back to where we met, the way I used to be, and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to love them and leave them. That's what I do. Long ago, baby, baby, I wasn't very, very, very nice, you know, sugar, sugar, sugar. Then I kissed your lips and you turned been gone. I don't think I've ever felt this way before. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to go, baby. I guess I think we both said a little too much today.
No.
After all, OG, you're kind of with somebody, and I'm kind of living with somebody. But please do me a favor just before you go. Just put your arms around me and hold me like you used to.
I will hold you tight.
I'll breathe on you.
Hello, do I have a caller? Go ahead and speak. Hello, do I have a caller? This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I am playing some slow jams for a few minutes. Feel free to call me if you have a request. I'll be on for a pretty good while. Thank you.
That you're the only one for me. No matter how hard the times may be, no matter what happens to you or me,
you
together
me.
Forever will always be in our hearts. Oh, you are the sunshine in the morning. You are the sun. Goes, you will be everything to me. No one can ever separate us, no one can ever get between us. No matter what comes or goes, you will be everything to me. I can't wait for that time in my
All right, all right. I am setting the mood. This is Lady Diva on the scene. I am setting the mood for all our lovers out there. Or you can grab a book, a romance novel, and set the mood. But I am here to play some tunes. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. So let's jazz it up. BlogTalkRadio.com.
Tell me who was fooling a fool. and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? Should have never tried to play. Before we go too far.
We were
lovers. We were lovers.
And the best of friends.
And the best of friends. Oh.
And I hope that we can be that. Friend
inside
that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go.
Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva. I am still live on air. Almost done with my session. But take a listen to this.
Nobody but love on trust.
Hello, this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I am playing my last track for tonight. This one is called Move With You by Lardy Miss Clardy. And I want to say I'm signing out, and thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
Make you my line.